Welcome to episode 43 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of. All right. You guys don't want to say anything right off the bat? Get it all out of your systems?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Okay. So we're going into Batman number 8 here. It was released, well, this is the December-January issue. So this is the last Batman of the year. I think we're still in 1941, I believe.
I think I read Batman 7.
Yep, I'm on the doing the wrong issue.
I also read Batman 7. I was just folding
back. I'm like, wait a minute. If this is 8, then we're done for the night. I am done. I'm definitely not caught up if we're doing 8. I read 7.
I had the wrong comic up, so...
All right, I'm okay with that. That's better than me reading the wrong comic.
So we're doing number 7, which is the October-November issue.
There you go.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. Anyhow, this
so
one...
not the last comic of the year.
No, not really.
Second to last one.
Second to last one. But, you know, it is what it is. The executive editor was Whitney Elsewhere, cover artist Bob Kane, writer Bill Finger, penciler Bob Kane, inkers Jerry Robinson's, George Russo's, letterers George Russo's, editor Whitney Elsewhere, and we're doing Batman, so there's 4 issues in this one, and all the credits are exactly the same, so there's, I'm not going to repeat them again, so there you go.
Still 10 cents, too, by the way.
I didn't get to the cover yet.
Let's go.
All right,
well, so, you're still on number 8.
Yeah, well, number 8 is a better cover.
This cover's interesting, so I can't wait till we get into it.
What?
This cover's got something interesting on it, so I can't wait till we get to it.
So, the cover is, there's a target in the background, I guess?
Yeah, it looks like a target.
It's like just red circles and white circles. And Batman's punching some guy while Robin's tackling him from behind. And then at the bottom in the box, it says, the winning team.
Right. So Robin's tackling him from behind, and his face is buried right between his butt cheeks.
It's, you see it? Yeah, it's splitting both legs. It's definitely right in between his butt cheeks.
Robin's getting a stink face right now.
This guy's bent in half, though. I mean...
Yeah, he's crippled after this punch.
Yeah. Especially after that dive from Robin. It's gonna be, he's not going to walk or sit right for weeks.
And he's not wearing any socks either, by the way, which is weird.
Is that what that is? I wasn't sure if they were like orange socks or if that was skin color. It definitely could be skin color.
Yeah, I think it's his ankles. He's going to catch a cold not having socks on.
So what I don't understand here, Rob, I'm looking at this. Robin tackled him from behind, right?
Yeah.
So as he's falling, then Batman just decided on to punch him out of the air?
They give him total elimination, TJ.
Oh. It looks like they're going to break this poor guy's spine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. We're pretty sure he's crippled after this. At least they got the gun out of
his
hand.
Is his hair green in yours?
You know, there's always like light in people's hair in comic books, and it's always that weird color. Like, do you ever notice Superman's got like blue tint in his hair?
His hair is blue.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right. Well, I guess that's that.
I mean, there ain't really that much going on here. It does say the winning team.
I did want to ask a question. So it says Batman in blue, but is Batman the symbol purple?
Yes.
Why?
It's not really purple. It's definitely purple, though. And I'm thinking they did it because of the way they did Batman in the blue this time.
Yeah, because the last, in number 6... Batman was blue, and then it was written in yellow. The symbol was blue when it was written in yellow. So, okay. They're just switching it up a little bit.
Yeah, they just wanted to change their color palettes a little bit.
Well, they need to stop changing stuff. I don't like change.
Well, we got a long way to go.
As long as these comics just stay the same from now on and don't change anything,
we'll
be fine.
So, as you said, it's still 10 cents, and Bob Kane's still in the corner there. Anything else to say on that before we move on to the main attraction here?
Nope.
All right. So, the first story in Batman number 7 is called Wanted Practical Jokers. It is 13 pages long, and it has a non-canon splash page here. with a giant Joker doing a 52 pickup throw of cards on top of citizens as a miniaturized Batman swings in with Robin in the background.
Robin's even more miniaturized in the background.
I think that's supposed to be perspective, though.
Yeah, I don't know. He looks tiny back there. But, yeah, Joker is huge in this. And also, Bob Kane made sure he got his name on this picture, too.
I didn't
see it. Oh, I didn't see it until you pointed it out.
Yeah. It's right over Batman's cape.
He wants to make sure you know that this is his.
I mean, I think it's a pretty cool picture.
It's not just a blank background, like a target, like the cover was, so.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really make sense, but.
Oh, weird. I count at least neat. 5 Jokers.
Yes, I have 5 on mine, and then there's about 30 Jacks.
Are they Jacks, or is that just the back of the card that's a J?
Oh, and then they're all Jokers, because if you look at his other hand, they're all Jokers,
It is all Jokers. Huh.
Interesting.
Anyhow. We open up, as we always open up when we do a Joker story, and Bruce and Wayne Manor, where Bruce is talking to Dick about how if the Joker's really dead or not.
It's like Bruce has like a second sense that he knows Joker's coming back. He always talks about him, and then Joker shows up. Maybe if he stopped mentioning the Joker, we wouldn't have any problems with the Joker.
And if you notice, the Joker is the only one that has any continuation.
Oh, yeah.
No other story has, you know, last time, but we've been doing last time with the Joker for the last 5 issues.
They knew they had something with the Joker. When they got the Joker in there, they said, we got to bring him back and we got to keep, you know, people wondering about him.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you remember, they did try to kill him off, though, in the second story.
They kill him every time. They kill him every time.
No, they really wanted to kill him off, but the writers got vetoed.
Right.
But, so, the next day, I think it is, a queer ad appears in the morning paper. Wanted practical jokers. Only those with experience need apply. A weird name, 13 Gloom Street.
Yeah, Rekaj?
That's a
G. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's Rekaj? Rekaj? Mr. Rekaj's ad.
Anyway, so all these practical jokers show up at they're literally practical jokers. They play practical jokes on people.
Yeah, they're pulling chairs from people. They're pushing people's hats down.
Yeah, and so they all show up at this Rekaj's place as applicants, but he only keeps the ones that are the most mean. And then
he also only keeps the Rekaj outfit on for like 3 panels.
Yeah, spoiler.
Barely. Yeah, barely. I mean, it's not really a spoiler. All you have to do is look down the
page. Yeah, you take one more panel down.
It's kind of a spoiler right on the page, so.
So after he chooses who he wants as applicants, he has them each pick up different pieces of things, like guns and stuff like that. And he takes off his disguise and realizes he's the Joker. He's got that same magic power that Bruce Wayne has with his Batman outfit, where he just has everything on underneath of it.
Yeah, well, this one looks like he was in the Joker's suit already anyway. He just had to take his face off, right?
That's fair.
I'm trying to... No, you didn't get to it yet. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, apparently, everything that they just touched were used in crime sprees. And this is not the first time this plot point has come up, so...
Joker's smart. Is it like, was it Joker that did it last time?
I don't think so. No, it was that stupid jail where he was in jail and he got paroled.
The one that was like a crime story without Batman and then they added Batman at the end, that one?
No. The guy was in jail and he was going stir crazy, so a criminal got him out on parole. And then he was supposed to go work for the mob boss and he says, but you touched this gun, so that's his fingerprints on it. So I could send you back to jail.
Yeah, I remember now.
They like to use that one a lot.
So, wait, the Joker only picked... Did he pick the guys yet?
Yes.
He only picked ones that did violent, like, practical jokes, right?
Yeah,
I'm trying to find where he said it. I forgot.
He did say it after...
Maybe he didn't say yet.
Maybe he didn't say yet. Okay, sorry.
But, I mean, it's possible. I don't know where it is. But you're right. He did only pick the most violent, though.
Yeah.
Was there a point to it you were trying to say?
Well, he did it on purpose because he only wants people that are willing to hurt people. Like, he doesn't want no bullcrap.
Rekaj proceeds to weed out the applicants, keeping only those who practical, or whose pranks are really harmful.
Yeah, see, he didn't want no pull your hat down over your eyes. He wanted somebody that's going to call the fire department and cause death.
Well, yeah, because a few days later, there are false fire alarms happening. Yeah. I'm still not sure how that causes death, though.
Well, because there could be a fire somewhere else, and the fire department can't get there.
Okay.
But that's yeah, it's more of a trickery thing, I guess. The Joker wants them to...
Because he also does... They do that, and then they switch shower heats.
Yeah, the guy
really hot. Turn it up to too hot and scold people.
Apparently, back in the 40s, they had their hot water heaters turned way up because it scalded them.
I mean, you could do it now.
You could, but why would you want to?
You could. Well, if you were going to play a practical joke.
Oh, okay.
And then they start a riot in a bank throwing money around instead of robbing the bank, but the money's apparently counterfeit.
Yeah, it's fake money.
It's just pretty stupid. They're stupid jokes.
They're dirty tricks.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. Like, I get what they're going for, but honestly, is Joker really wasting his time with this?
Joker gets bored, I think, and just likes messing with people.
That's fair. I guess.
How come in this comic, Joker has a white face and like, pink hands?
Because he doesn't have his gloves on.
Is that all that is? Okay.
Yeah. So the practical jokers are really liking this, and they're up in their games. So now they're, changing road signs and causing terrible accidents, switching bottles of medicine with poisons. That's not a practical joke.
That one's not that funny. I couldn't believe that one. I'm like, oh, so we'll just give everybody poison. So now we are just mass murdering.
Yeah, because they hit a switch on a railroad track that causes another train wreck. This escalated pretty quickly from changing someone's hot water.
Yeah, to causing car accidents and poisoning people and train wrecks. And
yeah, it was like minor riot and then, wait, where's it? Something about counterfeit money. So it just slowly shows that progression of it getting worse.
I don't know that train wreck is worse than the poison in the medicine.
That depends on how many people got murdered.
I guess that's like a whole true. Hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but there could be just as many people on that train as there was that got the bad medicine before they caught it.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe they are trying to show it escalating.
And then
I guess that's kind of the way it looks like. It's just each panel's supposed to be a little worse.
And then one day a plane over swoops the city, dropping leaflets of the Joker taking credit for all the joke. And now the public's feelings are running high as Bruce Wayne's in Commissioner Gordon's office.
Because he lives there.
Only when it's convenient to the plot.
True.
Only when he needs to overhear the next case. And this guy comes in, Henry Vernet, who got a note this morning saying that the Joker said he's going to come to his house and steal his diamond. And
the cops again, with the jewelry.
Well, he likes jewels. He still didn't steal that one jewel.
Oh, right. The King Tut or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, it was like the Egyptian... something.
Yeah.
But Commissioner Gordon's like, we're not going to let this happen. They give him a police escort or guards. But at that moment, the Joker is telling his goons that they have done well and they're going to catch the cops off guard. And then the next night, the cops are guarding and then Batman and Robin show up. When they arrive, the cops are unconscious and inside, the Joker's has a gun to Vern's neck. And
this
then
is him.
Dead.
They find the cops unconscious with grins on their faces. That's Joker gas, right?
Well, it's sleeping gas. It's not Joker gas.
I know, but why do they have smiles on their
faces?
Well,
if they're grinning, it's got to be Joker gas.
Yeah, but it's not the lethal Joker gas.
No, right.
No, well, and he's used it before because he didn't kill all the cops that one time in the bank or something, but they were all passed out with the grin.
They did have the grin, too? I thought that was the first time with the grin.
No, he did it before in the one with the statues and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Where the cops don't die.
The Joker hasn't killed anyone since the second issue of Batman.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't understand why they tamed his killing back, because it's not like any other villains aren't killing people left and right.
Well, he just poisoned people and caused a car wreck and a train wreck.
Well... that's fair. He is behind it, but he didn't do it.
Right, he didn't physically do it.
He's just like go do practical jokes. He never told him what to do.
But he did pick the crazy ones who he knew would do something.
Well, yeah, because he is the Joker. But I don't know, it's just like he doesn't seem, they don't show him killing people like they did in those first two.
Right.
Well, anyway, Batman and Robin get into a fight. Not Batman and Robin, Batman and the Joker.
And I mean, Batman and Robin get into a fight with the Joker.
And they're fighting, but then another Joker shows up and knocks out Robin. And then, wait, that's Robin knockout number 14, by the way. And then another Joker, and then five more Jokers, and then a lot of Jokers come in and overwhelm Batman and Robin. Meanwhile, in a different part of town, the real Joker is stealing someone else's diamond instead. It was a trick all along.
It was a trick. Oh, no.
And then Batman and Robin get knocked down, so that's Batman knockout number 21.
And then they showed that one of the Jokers was Lex Luthor. It looks like him, doesn't it? They take off one of the Joker masks, and he looks like Lex Luthor. A bald head. He's got the weird grin on his face, though, too.
So in the first panel, when he punches him and cracks the mask in half, that guy's got a bald head, too.
The Joker make everybody shave their heads?
Just like everybody, except, I don't know, because then in the next one, he's not. The one without a mask on isn't. So. Or maybe that is a mask, but it's a skin-colored mask.
Oh, yeah, it looks like somebody got lazy and didn't color in a white mask.
But, yeah, apparently all these Jokers were the practical Jokers that the Joker had hired. So he created this elaborate scheme so he can get just body doubles so he can go across town and steal a diamond.
Right, but they were already Jokers. They were just practical Jokers. They weren't they weren't the Joker.
Yeah, but my point is he gets thugs left and right. He could have hired 30 people to do this same job without having to go through all that work.
Yeah, but then all those other people wouldn't have got killed.
But it worked. Yes.
It also worked, right?
My point is, he would have had the same results regardless.
Yeah, but he had way less people this time. Less money out of his pocket.
I'm still sure he's paying these guys.
Yeah, but he only had to pay five.
Listen, according to Batman, there was thousands of them.
Yeah.
There must have been thousands of them.
I counted about five.
He just said that because it worked.
He just said thousands of them because he got his butt whipped and doesn't want to
right,
because
he got
beat up by five practical Jokers.
So apparently, the diamond that there came to protect was a fake, and Henry Verne actually worked for the Joker. It was all set up. And then the Joker calls Verne's house and to taunt Batman, essentially. And then he becomes the Riddler.
Yeah.
And gives him a riddle and says, when is a duke not a duke? And it's not really a riddle, but it's, you know, because it doesn't make any sense, but...
But Batman tries to figure it out, like he's in the 60s, you know, TV series.
But Joker's celebrating that night, and he's gonna create a joke, soon I'll show him another great joke while he thinks about that riddle. So, I guess he's jokes and riddles now. But a few nights later, Bruce, he's still thinking about this riddle.
Yeah.
And then he figures it out. And that very moment, Joker shows up at the hotel and guesses some more. I guess they're cops, right? They look like cops.
Wait, before you get to what is the answer to that stupid riddle?
Well, a duke's not a duke is, well, he, later on, he cap. I'll explain it later on.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I asked if these guys he guesses are cops, because they look like hotel workers.
Yeah, and the one looks like Don Knotts. You probably don't even know who that is, but he looks like Don Knotts.
I actually think they are hotel workers, because the jacket that he's wearing has the buttons down on both sides.
Oh yeah.
I think they are hotel workers.
And I don't
know the cops have the same thing.
It also says the two policemen are dragged into the Duke's room while the Joker. Yeah,
there you go. So. Who's policemen?
And I do know who Don Knotts is.
Okay, good, because he's cool. You know him from Scooby-Doo. That's where you know him from.
So? So Joker continues to knock people out and puts on the disguise and becomes the Duke. When is a Duke not a Duke when he's not a Duke in disguise?
Oh, God, that is a bad... No wonder he's not the Riddler.
Told you I answer it, but yeah, so Joker dresses up a...
You don't even figure that one out. That's dumb. Like, in order for the riddle to even work, he's got to go get one of the Dukes and dress up as him.
So a Duke's not a Duke when he's the Joker.
Yeah, but when he told the riddle, he wasn't the Joker. He was a Duke still.
But he knew he was going to be the Duke.
What if he would have overslept?
He doesn't.
Then it would have riddle would have never worked.
What riddle if his, me this.
What if his plan was failed beforehand? Anyway, so he's there at this banquet hall, and I'm not sure why he's here, honestly.
He wants to put people to sleep.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what his master plan is, why he's at this. I'm sure he explains it.
I don't see where he explains it. I think he just wanted to be the Duke so Batman could show up. I'm starting to realize that everything he's doing in this comic is just to get on Batman's nerves. It really does seem that way. He even calls him and taunts him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not seeing why he's doing this.
Well, it is. Oh, here you go. He already got his gem.
Yeah, but he wants, we give this contribution for the use of food and clothes to your people.
Oh, he's stealing the charity donation. Money.
Yeah.
There he goes. And they're giving him the money.
And then a little tiny Batman comes in. That's a weird drawing.
Well, Robin swings in as Batman shows up. And they start attacking the police and the Duke. And
so maybe the cover was canon. Why? Because now Batman's tiny and the giant Joker on the front. So it is canon.
So, well, when did they shrink him? When did this turn into one of the good ones where it's all fantasy and stuff like TJ Love?
No, that wasn't the cover. That was the first splash page. That was the target.
Still canon.
Whatever.
It's not. It's just, it is a very mini Batman on here.
It's weird, and he's fat. It's like mini fat Batman. He looks, I don't know, he looks weird.
Anyway, the Duke's guards are, and Batman and Robin are fighting. I'm just trying to, I'm a little lost here, because right now you would think that everyone would think that Batman and Robin are the bad guys. They're attacking the Duke.
Yeah, they're beating up the Duke and the police.
Yeah, so wouldn't you think that?
Well, what the people just stood there and watched anyway. They didn't do anything.
Well, that's my point. Shouldn't people be doing something? Hmm. I don't know. Anyway, so they're fighting, and then Batman throws a pie at a guy, I guess.
He definitely throws a pie at a guy.
And they're fighting and fighting, and then Joker somehow got out of his disguise and runs away. While Batman and Robin steal a car.
So after Batman throws the pie, he whips a tablecloth away and slaps the guy silly with the tablecloth. It literally like says slaps them silly.
Pie in the face and then slap everybody with a rolled up tablecloth.
then the Joker escapes.
They did say they were going to go lighter on the fight scenes.
Yeah, there wasn't a, what was it called? An advisory board and message in the front of this one.
Yeah.
There wasn't.
But then again, I am reading kind of like from a trade thing like you guys are, so maybe it's not in that one.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, not, say it's I not never had ours. Any of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually have a trade thing for the Batman ones. I'm usually reading the original Detective Comics, though.
Mm.
But yeah, so, but I don't know, still not sure how Joker got undressed from the being the Duke so quickly, because he's in his regular outfit and stuff. And he looked like a completely different person before. Yep. But he runs away, and I guess he gets in a car, because Batman and Robin steal a car.
Yeah, well, they never tell it. The Joker just runs away, and then Batman and Robin are stealing a car.
Well, Robin says he's going to get away in that car.
Ah, there it goes. Okay.
And then Batman says, we're going to borrow this one. Yeah, they're borrowing it, right?
Thieves.
And then they chase the... It's two panels of the cars driving... And then Joker gets out? Oh, no. He gets on the train. I see.
He stopped and running into the railroad station.
Right. And so Joker gets on a train, and the Batman and Robin are driving in the car and jump from the train. So much for borrowing that poor guy's car.
That's true. I didn't think of that. Also, Batman and Robin are out of their car. They see Joker get on the train. Then they jump back in the car?
Yeah, because it pulled away.
Ah, okay.
The train pulled away. They had to get in the car to chase after the chain. And then they both jump out of it, and I guess that car crashes, and it's that poor guy lost all of his money for that car.
I don't think he's getting that car back. He does say borrow. I mean, do they plan on giving it back to him?
I don't think they'll ever think about that car again.
Maybe he buys him a new one.
I think that car went off a cliff, and no one knows what happened to it.
No. Yeah, I agree.
It's all right. Batman can just blame it on Joker tomorrow.
That's fair.
You know?
I mean, but the cops do hate Batman so far in this, so...
It's true.
That's going to change by the end of this?
Possibly more than Joker.
That's going to change by the end of this issue, but we'll get to that later. I got to adjust my headset. Talk.
So the Joker's running through the train car, and they're chasing him, and Batman actually asked civilians to stop the Joker.
Yeah, now, put yourself in danger while that madman...
Right, you know, Batman away. Has had his ass whipped by the Joker quite a few times already, and he's just going to ask this old lady that's in the aisle to attack the Joker.
Yeah, and it's not like the Joker doesn't have a knife on him somewhere, like he usually does. Oh, I'm sure. Does.
Yeah, in his boot.
Uh-huh.
She couldn't just stick her cane out and trip him and let the Batman catch up.
No, because she don't like Batman. She's like, that Batman's always causing trouble.
She's probably said, that Batman screwed up and let the Joker steal my diamond.
Yeah, oh yeah, and she looks like one of them, too. Now, how does the Joker become trapped between two cars?
Because he's trying to get to the other car, and there's a cop in the other
car. Oh, I see the cop.
So he goes up on the roof of the train, and now they're on the roof of the train, and then Batman follows, but the Joker jumps down on the underside of the train, and it's just them going, jumping back and forth on the train for a while.
Yeah, yeah, Joker goes down underneath the train and, like, swings underneath and giggles and stuff.
And then he tries to stomp Batman's hand as he trying to climb up. And then, you know, Batman and Joker get into another fist fight, because this always goes well for Batman. But, you know, so they fight for a little bit, and then the Joker falls to his death again.
Yeah, I don't think he'll cheat death this time, do you, Batman?
And then the Coast Guard comes by and picks him up out of the water.
Maybe
he takes him to safety.
Batman says maybe. He's cheated death so often. He just can't trust that guy, at least. We know we had the last laugh on the Joker. Not really.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Not really, nope. Because technically, the Joker succeeded in stealing the diamond and got away.
he never gave the diamond back. You're right.
No, he got the diamond. And they're assuming he's dead, but Batman's like, yeah, I have a feeling he's not dead. So the Joker won today.
Joker doesn't look like he's headed for water either. He looks like he's headed straight down into, like, trees.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to get out of this one.
Well, he also looks like he's wearing a cowboy hat or something upside down. I guess that's maybe his coattails.
I think it is his coattails, yeah. Yeah. It looks like a falling Yosemite Sam is what he looks like.
That's what he does. That's exactly what he looks like.
He's going to survive by grabbing the trees as he falls.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to survive, I think.
But so, they don't put the water there like that if he's not going to fall into it.
Right, the water is usually there so you can see him fall into it, but that doesn't look like he's headed for that at all.
No, but, you know, he's definitely fallen into that water.
What was I going to say? Oh, the appearances. Well, this is what I got for appearances. Individuals. Batman, Robin, James Gordon, and the Joker. And then I have two that say only appearance. Duke Michael and Henry Verne. That's it. That's all that's on here. None of the practical Jokers are on here at all.
Well, none of them got names.
Yeah.
They're all Jokers.
That's what true. About Rakaj?
He was the Joker.
Yeah. Ricotta Cheese was the Joker.
Yes.
All right. I mean, that's the best story we're going to get today, so.
Well, listen, if they're going to put the Joker in it, he's going to be the best story usually, right?
Yeah. I mean, of course.
I don't know why they don't save him for last.
For what?
Wouldn't that make for more last? Sense?
Yeah, yes, like the last story in the book. Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that. Because you read the best story, and then you end on, like, yeah, it's like, okay, you ran out of steam here by the end of your book, so.
Maybe they want to put them up front so people buy it.
I mean, they could always just skip to the last one.
Yeah, but they don't even put the Joker on the cover.
That's why you open up and the first page you see is the Joker on the front splash page.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, why do they keep using these Bobo bad guys that make no one appearance and never show back up?
Right.
I don't know. Well, the Joker's always fun, even though we complain about it, but...
Does anybody know when we get into some more serious, like, storyline at all, or...
I know one of the big Joker... Whose phone keeps going off?
Well, it's not mine.
I keep hearing a ting.
I think it's yours.
It's mine.
It's TJ's.
It's mine. My button's broke, and I can't shut... I can't shut the sound off. For some reason, it won't... Well, but I'm using it for the comic, so I can't take it away. There's literally nothing. I turned the sound all the way down, but it won't go down past the one bar. and it won't let me mute it because the button's broke. So, sorry. So,
Listen for Lumpy's phone to ding the rest of this episode.
I got work texting me, and I literally can't do anything about it. I can't shut it off. So, okay. That's me.
I was interrupting everything, so I want
to also know. A fun fact, one of those text messages was from my sister-in-law. For our listeners out there, I'm fostering kittens right now. I have 6 kittens and 2 moms in a special room right next to where we are, where you used to hear the other kitten meow all the time.
Right.
Well, I have a kitten cam in there that's broadcasting live for people to watch, and they are hearing everything I say right now.
So don't listen to the podcast.
So special preview. You only hear my voice, but you are hearing a preview of our podcast right now on our kitten cam.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, Allison texts me. She's like, we can hear everything you're saying on the kitten cam.
Oh, well.
Nothing I can do about that.
As to answer your question, there's a big Joker story in the next issue, I believe, of Batman.
Okay.
From what I understand, it's one of the big early ones, but I could be wrong about that. And the next issue we're going to cover is Detective Comics number 58, which is the first appearance of the Penguin. So
yes, I saw that one.
I actually think it's 2 in a row of the Penguin, right?
I don't know. I didn't look ahead.
Okay, I think it is, but don't quote me on that.
Make sure you have your Penguin joke ready for that one.
Yeah, wait for it, because it's a good one. It's a doozy.
We've been holding off on it for like 6 episodes.
It's a doozy. I won't let you down. Don't worry.
We build it up big, too. So. I guess what I meant is, and maybe, so we all know that I'm new to Batman, technically, so I'm reading all this for the first time. But does Batman ever get into more of a rhythm, like where it's almost a continuation into the next story? Or is it always kind of one standalone story?
Well, in modern comics, it's definitely more of a continuing story.
Right.
There's more of there's story arcs and stuff. I know there's a lot of it in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. I don't know about these earlier ones, though.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. I didn't know if it was ever going to change to be
if you're looking forward to that, you can, 40 years from now, Lump, you'll be all right. You can wait around.
Just 40? Yes.
I think, like, when did you say it gets goofy, TJ? In the 80s?
70s and 60s. 70s?
So, I mean, we should get a little bit. We'll probably get some to-be-continued on those ones, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we're going to get some to-be-continued eventually. Technically, all these Joker ones are to-be-continued without the to-be-continued.
Right.
It is. You're right. It is without saying to-be-continued by leaving it open, like, is he dead or not? So.
Yeah. I mean, get it a little bit, but right now I think it's more episodic than anything else.
Yeah.
But I guess that's it on that one. Ready for number 2?
The Trouble Trap.
Yep, it's called The Trouble Trap. 13 pages long, and we have a non-canon splash page, but I don't know why.
Yeah, like, it's weird crystal ball one, which doesn't make any sense.
It just has a Swami looking at Batman and Robin running through a crystal ball, but he doesn't see it. He's not a real, like, fortune teller or anything. So.
I think you guys are wrong. This is a continuation. This is actually mini Batman and Robin in a snow
He's
globe.
Got him in a snow That's globe. This is.
These are miniature Batman and Robin.
Okay. Still non-canon to this story, but okay.
Yes.
So, we open up with Batman on a telephone pole. No, yeah, we do. Batman and Robin on a telephone pole.
For what? Wait, did they just climb up telephone poles for no reason?
They're just hanging out.
Hey, Robin, you want to go sit on that telephone pole and see if we can see any crime?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's go. Oh, well, what do you mean we got to just hang here? There's no seat, there's no, like, hooks or nothing.
But it pays off because they see 2 guys shooting down another guy.
Yeah.
And they kill this guy, these two thugs. So Batman jumps into what, too late to save the guy, by the way. But he jumps in and Batman and Robin go and beat up these 2 thugs. But they're grabbed by behind them being choked by these 2 giant twin
Yeah,
guys. I don't,
yeah.
Hulks. They're just two big giant men.
Yeah, but they got the same garb as, you know, those Indian giants from the
earlier. I was going to ask, like, what do you think? Because they're like a dark brown color, but they're they're in the, I don't know. I don't get. Because usually when they when they do Indians from India in the 40s, they usually, they're, I guess they're brown too, right? In the comics? Yeah,
but they usually have, like, turbans or something.
You're right. They usually, they, just to show us that they're Indian, they usually have some kind of turban on. But they got, like, the weird boots and the big baggy Bobby Brown pants on, so. Oh, wait.
Yeah, they
also have the hooked shoes in the one spoiler alert coming up.
Well, what were they in that one kind of fantasy comic where the giants, like, or they're just called giants when they're, like, attacking and they're in with the elves or, like, the smaller people?
They're fake. That's what they are because it's fantasy.
That's how they were dressed. And that really happened. They were sent into a book. That's why they were mini on the first splash page here. Yeah,
they didn't wake up or nothing. They were put into that book. Or maybe they did wake up at the end. I'm not sure.
Anyway, we're going to skip right over that.
And they're dressed like genies. That's what they're dressed like.
Yeah. Yeah. It is kind of like a genie, like a sheep. Like a
genie. Yeah.
I don't see jeans on them at all.
Uh-huh. That was as good as my jokes.
I don't get it. Explain, TJ.
They're not wearing jeans. I still got a little bit of a pun in me. Because I do another podcast called Movies Enough with a friend of mine, and we just did Howard the Duck.
Oh, I love Howard the Duck. Everybody hates Howard the Duck. I love Howard the Duck.
And usually I do this job where, right, you know, I'm running through everything, but we're doing all the DC and Marvel superhero movies in order, and he does the Marvel ones.
Oh, okay.
So I got to sit back, and right, I just did duck puns the entire time.
I don't know if it's just nostalgia, but I do remember enjoying Howard the Duck.
It is a stupid movie.
It's a dumb movie. It is a dumb movie.
It's a bad movie, too. If you rewatch it now, it is bad.
A lot of things are, if you rewatch them, if you have fond memories of them.
Yeah, it's a shame, especially as I got older, because there's so much that I really liked, and then I was like, ooh, this isn't, anywhere near. Like, I love Ninja Turtles. But if you watch Ninja Turtles now, it's not good. I mean, I don't know what the newer one that's out is, but the one from when I was a kid, to go back and watch it, it's almost unwatchable. Well,
it depends on which one you're talking about.
I remember getting this series from, like, the early 90s, I'm guessing it is.
Like, what movie are you talking about?
No, cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon. Oh, yeah. I remember that VHS tape of you with those three episodes of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Over and over and over and over.
Yes, with the T-H-E gets drawn for the beginning of it. Yeah. And
with those teenagers that come in from Dimension X.
It's almost unwatchable, just for the record.
Well, that show was always unwatchable. It was just...
And not when I was a kid, I loved Ninja Turtles, but it's unwatchable.
I thought you were talking about the Turtle movie. The first one's not bad.
Yeah, they're not terrible.
No, the Turtle movies are good.
Even the newer ones, if you get past them having teeth, aren't so bad.
Except for that time where they went back time.
Ah, Turtles in Time was good.
Turtles 3?
Yeah.
Where they went back to Japan?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Okay. I have to say I liked all the Ninja Turtle movies.
You guys should rewatch it because you're nostalgic.
I refuse. No, I refuse to rewatch it and ruin it for myself. I will not do that. I will not. All right,
now that 15-minute tangent's over on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, these two guys are choking Batman and Robin, and the two thugs that shot the guy say, "Get them! Break their necks!" And they go and they break their necks, comic's over.
No more Batman.
No. Batman needs a guy in the face. and then uses his gas pellets to make them cough or something. I don't know. It doesn't show anything.
Well, he makes them run away. That's what he makes them do.
I was going to say, they run and get on the thing. It actually does nothing to them.
Yeah,
cough is actually what it does. It makes them cough and they run away.
And then the cops, they only run from the cops. They don't even run from Batman and Robin. They thought they had Batman and Robin.
But after he throws the pellet, Batman has to knock down the other guy because he's still choking Robin. And then they run away.
That's because Batman thought about it for a little while before he stopped him from choking Robin.
Yeah, of course. He had to take time to make sure he handled everyone else, hoping that he would choke him out to death. But then when he didn't, he's like, I can't be seen letting him be choked to death.
Right.
And so he goes, and then Batman asks Robin, how's his throat? And he says, it hurts. I can barely breathe. And then they go check on the corpse, who's dead, because he's a corpse, and they find out that his name is Henry Abbott, and he's been taking a large sum of money out of his account. And they better leave before the police arrive. And then they run off.
And Robin's fine.
Well, yeah, he just got choked a bit.
Yeah, but now he wants to go out and play the next day.
Well, yeah, the next day he's doing his homework, and he asks if he can go out to play, and then Bruce says, not until you finish your homework, and then he grumbles, and then Bruce leaves to go play.
Yeah. He just kept the kid out all night. What does he expect him to do? His homework probably all, you know, he can't be doing well in school if he keeps him out all night getting choked and stuff.
That is true. But it is what it is. So Bruce goes and visits an old friend. And while he's visiting an old friend, this guy comes in and says, asks him if he's got it for him. And he's like, the friend is like, no, I'll have it tonight. And then the criminal that walked in says, all right, I'll be back tonight. And Bruce just sits there. He has no reaction.
He like, even thinks that, holy smoke, it's one of the killers.
He just lets this happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he does ask who that Boris fellow was. And he says, nobody important. And Bruce Wayne's like, fine. If I was a friend of Bruce Wayne, right, I would be like, who the hell are you? Just let this shit happen and not tell anybody about anything.
Well,
he does this all the time.
Yeah, but nobody knows, because he only sees this shit as Batman.
No, like, he's sitting there as Bruce Wayne.
Oh, and you mean this guy came in and he didn't say nothing about it.
Yeah, but he does this all the time. He sits there, just listens, has nothing, and then pretends like it's not his problem, and just walks away.
Well, no, but after the guy leaves...
That's him being Bruce Wayne.
After the guy leaves, Bruce starts asking questions like it's any of his business.
Yeah, but Bruce asks who the guy was, and he's like, nobody important. And Bruce is like... Okay, I guess I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
But that's my point. I don't know how anybody's friends with Bruce Wayne. He seems to have a lot of friends, but he doesn't seem to care about anything.
No, he doesn't care about nothing.
And I know it's...
And nobody ever puts it together that same night Bruce Wayne comes... I mean, Batman comes back to the same place.
Well, everyone in Gotham's an idiot. We've already discussed that. But I'm just... It makes no sense that he has friends, is all I'm saying. I mean, for God's sake, he keeps a little boy in his mansion.
It makes him do his homework.
Not really. He said, you can't go out and play, and then leaves to go hang out with his friends, and leaves the kid there by himself, when he could just stop doing his homework and go play.
Well, he did his part. Told him to do it. If he doesn't do it, it's on him.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, Batman shows up the next that night, like you said, but... His friend is paying off the guy, but it's not enough. He's not getting a record until after next month's payment, because apparently he wants a record. So the hoodlum leaves, and then Batman follows him to the place where apparently things are happening.
Where the Swami is. Well, first he follows him to, where is that place? Yeah, Swami.
Yeah, the Swami's place.
Yeah.
And apparently, he has a connection between the Swami and his hoodlum, and there's records involved. He's starting to put the pieces together, and then he goes to his friend's house, drowning his troubles, and then the friend admits to that he's being blackmailed by the Swami, who hypnotizes people?
I believe so. He tells him you're getting sleepy, so yes.
He hypnotizes people to get them to talk about things that they do or not do, or... Whatever, it's enough to get blackmail, and he records it on a record.
Hmm.
Yep, that is the plot of this.
That's the entire plot.
Pretty much. So,
what did this dude do in college?
I don't think they ever tell us.
They don't, but it was pretty bad that he had to pay these guys off.
Maybe we don't want to know.
Yeah. Well, maybe Bruce should be focusing on some of his friends instead of just these bad guys that are blackmailing him.
No, 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 no. He says it was a harmless prank, and he's rich. It can't be that bad.
Right. One, if you're rich, you don't do bad things.
If you're rich, you're right. You're right. Money, money solves all of money that. Money fixes it. Okay. Got it. And the story then, I guess.
Yep. That's all we need to talk about on that one. So, but Batman does something surprising. He says there's only one thing you do. Call the police.
Yeah. What? He never calls the police.
I guess he doesn't call the police because Batman calls Commissioner Gordon and says, you need to raid this establishment. And Commissioner Gordon's like, okay. And then they go and raid the establishment.
At first he's like, what's that? Who? What do you want me to do? And then they go raid it.
And they go raid it and find nothing.
But yeah, we're here to raid your place. I got a random phone call from some guy in a mask that says, we need to raid your establishment. He didn't tell us why or give us any reason to, but we just came here to do it.
So the next day, a criminal shows up to the Swami and says, Batman's picking on my guys. I need your help. And he's like, sure, I'll give you my help. He's been picking on my guys, too. But Batman's right outside while they're having this conversation.
When I saw that, I thought it was Batman going in there, pretending to be a criminal.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So,
oh, it is. No, 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 it is. It says, once outside, the visitor does a queer thing. Swiftly, he peels off clever makeup and reveals the outer and removes outer clothing to reveal the mantled frame of the Batman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not talking to the same guy in this. I just thought they'd change the color of the suit because that's what they do.
No, it's the next day and it's just some other guy, but it's Batman apparently.
No, when he's talking to Batman, like you said, in disguise, and then Batman's outside climbing up the thing.
Oh, right.
And I just thought the guy that the Swami's talking to was the same guy because it looks exactly the same except the suit is blue.
Right, except for, yeah. Well, actually, the suit is brown in mine.
And mine is brown.
It's brown when he's talking to the Swami, but in the panel where Batman's outside the window looking in at the Swami.
Oh, another guy. I see it. I see what you're talking about now.
And I thought it was still the same scene inside and Batman was just overhearing it.
Yeah, I see. I understand.
That's why I thought the guy wasn't disguised as Batman. I forgot about that little tidbit there. So, they have a plan. They're going to kidnap Linda Page because she hasn't been in this comic yet.
Like, why her? Why did they just decide?
Because she's been mixed up in the last few Batman cases.
Yeah.
And they think Batman's going to come for her. But Batman was listening, so yeah, they're not wrong.
Right, right. Well, that was a good plan, I guess.
So they kidnap Linda Page from the hospital, I guess. Oh, no, from her home. They say they kidnap Linda Page from her home, but yet she's in her nurse's outfit. Oh, maybe she just got home.
Maybe she was waiting to see, you know, to see if anybody was going to kidnap her before she got changed.
That's fair, too. She gets kidnapped every other issue now. Yeah. So Batman and Robin jump on the top of the car, and then Batman lowers his head down the driver and says, hi, how's it going?
Yeah. And then, I don't know, down, everybody's outside of the car?
Yeah, I guess he pulled over.
He didn't slam on the brakes and shoot Batman off a cliff or nothing?
Nope, he stopped.
He's so like, Batman, hold on, let me pull over.
So wait, they pull him out and knock them both out?
No, they pulled over, they both got out of the car, and then they just got into a scrap. And then they blindfold Linda Page, so Batman can put on the disguise to look like it looks like another criminal. And then they continue on with the kidnapping of Linda Page.
What the? That's a stupid. Who came up with this? Batman himself?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Linda's going to be kidnapped all over again. Listen carefully. Oh my god.
Yep. So Batman kidnaps Linda.
Yeah.
Essentially. Putting his girlfriend, in jeopardy. Like, he's putting her in danger by doing this. He's going to take her to a Swami. And Swami says, once they take her to her, like, perhaps twist her arm till she decides to talk. Because I guess twisting someone's arms is how you get someone to talk.
It is after the what is it called? The commission says to calm things down a little bit.
I guess. So Robin calls Commissioner Gordon and says, Linda Page has been kidnapped. And he says, not again. No, he doesn't say that, but you know. So back at the Swami, they're still interrogating the Swami with the fake interrogation. Oh, blah, blah, blah. What am I saying? I don't even know what's going on now.
They got her back at the Swami, and Swami tells them to twist her arm because she won't tell.
Right, she won't tell. Oh. And so Commissioner Gordon gets in a car with four other police officers. I don't know why. Do cops, like, carpool together to go to one place in one car?
Apparently they all wanted to get in the same car. Like, I'll ride with you.
Yeah, I mean, would think they'd take different police cars, right?
Yeah.
I'm not wrong about that, right?
I mean,
right nowadays, yeah, they would make a call and four police cars would show up. But back then, I don't think you radioed out to cars and stuff. So it was just like, if everybody was at the station, we all went together. So we had backup.
Right. But you still think you would take more than one car just in case, you know, a car accident happens?
Because not back then.
That's exactly what happens. Two cars meet in a terrible head-on crash. And I don't know if that car crash was intentional or if this cop is just incompetent and just crashed into him. Because I never tell you.
They never mention it again, so.
Well, it wasn't the cop's fault.
Well, it never is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the crash, it looks like it's a bad crash.
It looks terrible. Like, doors fell off and everything. Wheels and doors fell off.
It looks like there's an explosion in the middle.
And then the word crash jumped out. I see that.
Was their airbags back then.
My point is, they all seem fine.
Yeah, but what did they do? Walk the rest of the way?
They don't walk at all. They don't show up.
Oh, I'm all right. How's everyone else? Shaking up a bit, sir. We'll get another car. That's what it says.
Yeah, well, maybe they brought another car in the first place.
True. We could have been on our way.
But disguised Batman is like, the cops should have been here right now. So Swami pulls a knife and says, we're going to get her to talk this way. Then the lights go out, and Batman appears.
Who shut the lights out?
I'm guessing Robin.
Yeah, probably Robin.
So if he was just going to beat up the Swami anyway, why bother with the fake kidnapping?
Because he was really waiting for the police to show up, but he didn't know why they didn't show up.
I guess that's fair, but, you know. He punches the Swami, and then the giants lumber into the room with giant swords, and it's a big fight.
They get called the Hindu giants now, so.
Oh, so they're Hindus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they fight for a little bit, and then Robin picks up the crystal ball and blinds one. I don't know how he managed that.
Catches the light and flashes rays of blinding radiance into the giant's eyes.
Yeah, okay. And then Batman punches him, and then Robin throws the crystal ball at another guy.
Bounces it off his head.
And then the Swami's guards has guns, but then gunfire blasts through the room, and one of the guards drops dead as the cops run in, right? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, the cops are just showing up.
And so everybody runs. The Swami, Batman, Robin, and they all go in their different ways.
Crazy.
And so Batman and Robin drive away.
Instead of Batman jumping out a window, the Swami jumps out the
window. Oh, I'm sure Batman followed in the window right next to him. He had to break his own window.
Yes, he has to do it too.
The Swami gets in a car, and then I guess Batman steals the police car.
Yeah, I think so.
His car was crashed.
With Batman at the wheel of the police car? No, it's the second police car. Remember they came and brought him another police car?
They had to walk back to the station.
Yeah, that's why it took so long.
Fair enough.
So, this is the second issue in a row where Batman steals a car.
Yeah, this time it's a police car, too.
Yep.
Well, he can't kill people anymore, so he has to just steal cars.
I beg the difference. He killed not too long ago.
He's gotta commit some kind of crime in each comic.
That's fair. He's got to keep his vigilante status going.
Yeah.
So he's chasing this guy, and then the Swami drives over a bridge, and then the drawbridge goes up, and so Batman and Robin jump the drawbridge.
Yep, because Dukes of Hazzard.
And it's action-packed issue of... And then...
When is a duke not a duke?
Uh-oh, yeah, see? That's how they... He brought it back around again. Uh-oh, what is that? Someone's breaking into your house.
My wife must be her. That's the dogs. Yes, I have three of them now. So you'll listen to that for a few minutes.
So you're also listening on the doggy cam.
Yes.
Oh, man.
If you want to edit that out.
TJ, are you actually waiting for those dogs to stop? Because it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, they just stopped.
Oh, one. Wow. No, they're back.
And two, I was waiting for you two to finish. So they drop the jawbridge, and I guess Batman lands on the car. I don't know. He's suddenly punching the Swami in the back of the head when he was in the car. And then later he delivered him to the commissioner. And everything is good because Granada's men confessed to the murder of Henry Abbott.
Yeah.
And the police department of... Oh, wait. The police department, the people of the city, thank you. What? The sentence is really weird. The police department, the people of the city, thank you and Robin for the swell job you did. And then Batman says, see what I mean by doing your homework and gaining the respect of your fellow man? You never said that.
Never said that. And he didn't do his homework. He's out here with you.
Yeah, exactly. Lies. Batman tried to take credit.
Also, Batman turns into the jury here. He says, you're getting a chair for this. To Granda.
He says that to all the bad guys.
He does. He does say that a lot.
He's like, you're getting the chair. But whatever. That one was stupid. I don't like that one.
That was a little weird. Who were the appearances on this one? The Trouble Trap, Individuals, Batman, Robin, James Gordon, Linda Page. And then these are weird because it says Granda, Carl Dwyer, and Henry Abbott, but it doesn't say only appearances. And then it says Joe, only appearance. But they're in red, and when I click them, it doesn't take me anywhere, so.
Granada?
Granda? Where the hell is it? Oh, Carl Dwyer and Henry Abbott are all in red, but it doesn't say only appearance. But if you click them, it doesn't take you anywhere. Like, if I click Gordon, it takes me to his synopsis, where these three, it doesn't.
Well, this guy doesn't seem like he's important. He probably doesn't show back up. Maybe the person doing the page is like, I don't know if this guy's comes back up, and I'm not looking it up.
Yeah, maybe I like these guys. Maybe I'll see them again.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, we good with that one?
Next.
All right. So, the third story is called The North Woods Mystery.
It's a
mystery. I'm just going to say it now. Every story is 13 pages, so we can skip that one. And we have a non-canon splash page as Robin is swinging in as Batman's fighting two guys on a log.
Has that ever come up at all in this comic?
What, the logs?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, not the logs, like them two swinging on, running across the logs.
Robin does, but Batman doesn't.
Okay, I see it now. Yeah, you're right.
We open with some guy getting shot in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to Bruce Wayne is chatting with Nora Pell, a society favorite. About how her uncle, well, no, not yet. They're really talking about she's saying that money isn't everything, and Bruce disagrees, I guess.
Yeah, Bruce thinks it is.
So, but then in the newspaper, she discovers that her uncle was murdered or killed. I don't know. She gets some of the shares in the lumber mill that they're doing.
Right.
Lumber magnets. Yeah. Her uncle's adopted son are getting equal interest in this lumber mill.
His adopted son? That's not him there. Oh, no, no. Okay. All right. I do see that now.
Yeah, no, he's not here yet.
Yeah.
So she explains who the adopted son is. You know, the adopted son saved the uncle at some point and then he adopted him, I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And then Nora, the socialite, says she's going to call up the adopted son and offer her help. And then a few minutes later, the adopted son is kind of a jerk to her and says, I don't need your help. Just go buy another dress.
Yeah, I'll send you a check every month for your share of the profits.
Yep. And then, so she's like, Bruce, you want to go on vacation with me, even though we're not dating or anything?
We're just going to go together? Yeah. We find out later that they were not dating.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to that. But Bruce is like, sure, I have nothing better to do. I can go to the North Woods, I guess.
See,
that's
more. What he doesn't mention is, sure, I can go. The Joker's dead, because then the Joker would show up and he wouldn't be able to go. So he can't mention the Joker.
Oh, I see. But then he goes
Bruce
home.
Bruce has nothing to do, so.
But he goes home and tells Dick to pack.
Yeah, whatever. Like, you want to go on vacation? I mean, sure. And then he goes home and says, come on, we're going on vacation. Nobody ever said you could bring your weird friend.
Well, to be fair, Dick is supposed to be Bruce's son or ward at this point, right?
His ward, yeah.
So what do you think that you would take your son on vacation?
Not, like, make him dress up and hide.
Right. I mean, at least this time he's not in the trunk of the car.
Well, listen, Bruce is a playboy. He can't have this kid tagging along with him.
I mean, I get the reason is because they don't want to, you know, them to think that Batman and Robin are in the same place.
Yeah, but it's weird. You know,
but it's still stupid.
Yeah.
So Bruce is on the train with his friend, and then Dick, aka train seller of ice cream candy, is there.
I was so confused by this. Like, nobody. Wow, I had to keep looking at it because I was like, I couldn't figure out if that was actually Dick or not. Yeah, it's drawn so weird with the hat and stuff.
He like looks almost like they're trying to make him look Asian almost.
Yeah, there was just so weird about the drawing, and I was like,
"Yeah,
I think it's Robin, but I am not sure to draw." It just really threw me off in that drawing. I don't know why.
On the train, don't think it's weird that he's handing notes to this little boy.
Well, no, he calls him over to buy ice cream candy.
Yeah, I think it's ice cream and candy. By the way, there's a comma.
No, it's ice cream candy. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, Dick's just a master of disguise, that's why.
He is. It's,
well, no, it's Bruce's right magic here. Makeup. It's Bruce's magic makeup. You just put the makeup on your face and it turns you into somebody else. It even covers your clothes.
Okay. He's a master of illusions, I guess.
Yeah, Bruce's magic makeup.
He must have picked that up in the fantasy world. So they show up in the North Woods, and then a tree almost falls on Bruce and Nora.
That's a big tree. They would have been dead.
Yep, but they didn't die, and so the story continues. And we meet Jack Clayton, the adopted son, and he's really mean to them, and says, someone will show you to your cabin. And so they show him to the cabin, but before he walks away, the adopted son, a kid shows up and says, I'm kind of hungry, and I need a job. Want to help me up? And he's like, sure, kid, I can help you out. So he's nice to the kid.
Yeah, he's mean to everybody else, but he's going to help the kid out.
And by the way, the kid's Robin, just so.
A different.
Again.
Yeah.
A master of disguise.
It's that magic makeup. Because
Robin now has blonde hair.
Yes. And a green Jeff hat and a yellow shirt. And earlier he had some weird flat brim hat on and buck teeth.
Blue hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really threw me off when I was reading it. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Robin. But like, I couldn't really figure it out. It was bothering me.
So Nora looks on as, you know, work happens in this lumber camp, and they're just observing things. But that night, Batman puts on the mask and goes to investigate.
And Batman actually says what you said. I wish I knew exactly why Clayton could act so human to the boy and so inhuman to us.
Yeah. So they're patrolling, but then inside of a tool shed, I guess these guys are putting acid on the tools?
Yeah, and they'll crack when they're used. That's a stupid plan.
And that's supposed to slow up their lumber output? Can't they just go buy more tools?
Like, isn't that like, it's acid. Isn't it like going to eat through everything? Like the floor where that the tools are on? And
I guess it depends on what kind of acid it is.
Well, if it's the acid that eats through the tools, which it is because it's supposed to, when they put it on, it'll make the tools brittle so they break. Yeah, you would think it would destroy the floor. None of it makes sense.
It's corroding the tools, though. It's not exactly burning through them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in, like, minutes?
In this day and age, I saw that panel where they were putting the acid on, and it just looked normal to me. I didn't think they were covering their face. I just figured they were, like, in a Walmart.
Yeah, it was just their mask. Yeah, we just bought these tools.
Oh, it doesn't matter what the science is behind the acid, because Batman.
It really doesn't.
Batman and Robin show up and they beat up these guys, and then an axe shows up out of nowhere.
Well, Robin beats somebody up in front of a Target, almost like the cover of this comic. What is that? What is going on there?
They didn't want to have just a blank background like they have in the last six panels.
So they just drew circles.
One, two. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 8 out of 9 panels are just plain backgrounds.
Yeah, lazy drawing here.
So I guess they just wanted to spice it up with the Target.
Instead of drawing a moon, they drew other circles instead. Yeah.
Or maybe that guy is trying to hit the Target with that acid vial, but just missed really bad.
Like throw it the opposite direction. What is going on here on the next one where the guy swings the axe? What's the little red dot? Is it blood? You see where Batman's hand is and the guy's hand? And there's like a blotch.
Batman karate chopped his hand off.
It does look like that. Hi-ya! He should have said hi-ya, then it would have chopped his hand off.
I think he hit the guy's hand.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
I like how in the next panel, they actually draw Bruce hesitating when Dick says, "Batman, I need help." And he looks back like,
"Oh, man, should I help him?
What should I do here? Let me hesitate a little bit longer."
You know what I find even funnier? I don't think Robin actually needs help here. I think he's just like, "Come on, save me.
Please
prove that you're not trying to kill me and save me."
No, he wants Batman to save him because he's in love with him.
Yeah,
he's trying to get him the. You know, that's what's happening. I think they're both sides are coming out in this one panel.
Batman's like, "Oh, okay."
And then he comes over and like, I don't know what that move is, but
suplexes him or something. Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird, but he saves him, and then another guy comes in, and Batman is struggling with him, and then a hook comes out of nowhere and kills the guy.
It's like a gaffer or something, right? That jabs through him.
It's an ice hook.
Yeah, I couldn't even blame Batman for this one, because I'm not even sure what happened.
I don't know where it came from or who killed him.
Yeah, it just said, "Plunging downward silences him forever."
Yeah.
It says, "Eager to dodge further punishment, the remaining wrecker cringes back before the Batman and his panic stumbles against a beam. A heavy hook is loose." So, I guess...
Oh my god, it fell on him?
Yeah!
I guess it did.
So, it just...
Batman even tries to save him. Batman's like, "Look out!"
Yeah, he's like, "This one isn't intentional at all."
I didn't know it.
And they're so worried about that, they jump out the window.
Yeah.
Here goes the moon.
Yep. And then, I guess, they show up and said, "Man, that hook kill must have killed him instantly." And so Bruce shows up and says, "What's happening here? What kind of... what is a bottle of acid doing here? As a friend of Police Commissioner Gordon, I've learned detective procedure." Is that so, Bruce?
Well, he does follow Commissioner Gordon around a lot, but he's the one usually doing the detective work.
Anyway, the adopted son says that the accident was death, but Nora, Bruce's friend, believes that Bruce is white, that this is looking suspicious. But the next morning, the adopted son introduces Nora and Bruce to the head of the Asher Lumber Company, who wants to buy her shares. And she says no. And then he's mad in Clayton's cabin. Asher Company lead is mad and telling Clayton, "You better get her to sell her holdings or to me or else." And Dick's outside and he overheard it, I think. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And then later today, Nora says, "I refuse to sell you my shares," because now the adopted son's trying to get her to sell him his shares. This is all stupid.
It's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So the gist of it is, Clayton is being blackmailed. I'm not sure, because he used to have a criminal record, and this is the adopted son. And the other guy knows about it and killed his adopted father and was going to blame it on him because of his criminal record. Because if you know, I got a criminal record, you automatically get blamed for it. You must have did it. So he's blackmailing him and trying to get the other girl to sell the shares. And so they hatch this whole elaborate plan to try and get the thing to happen. And none of it really does anything. It's the overall part of this is stupid.
And she's so not selling that there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, except try and kill her, which this is where we get to now.
Yeah.
So she wants to see the lumber train for some reason. And
they let her ride on top of it?
Well, that's not the part I was going to get to.
Okay.
I don't know if she's riding on top of it or not. Cause, yeah, no, it says rides atop the logger train, yeah. I guess. But my thing is, Nora says, ask Bruce if he wants to come along. He says, "No, I'm going to take a nap."
He does. "I'm going to take a little nap. I'm going to take a long nap."
Nah.
Well, he's
you know
like,
what?
No.
"I know these people are trying to kill you, but I'm going to go take a nap.
Also,
you just stay here."
Guess what I would have said? "Oh, you want me to stand on top of these logs that are all tied together?" I would have said, "I'm going to take a nap because I'm not going on that."
I guess that's fair. Anyway, so they're on top of this log, these logs, and Nora gets knocked out by one of the thugs.
Is it the guy? Is it the guy who took her on the train that's riding with her that punches her in the face?
I guess.
Because they're like having, this is exciting. Yeah, it's right now it is. Boom, he punches her in the face.
And then the guy's going to unshackle the lock she's on. And I guess that's going to, what? Eventually it's just going to stop, right? It's a train.
That's what I thought too. Eventually it's just going to slow down, right?
So that was what I was confused about. I didn't realize what he was doing. I thought he was going to like unchain the logs so that like she would roll off. And then I realized that he literally just unhooked the car.
Yeah, but they call it an avalanche on wheels as Batman gets to it. So
yeah, but it's following the tracks, and then the tracks just end on a cliff?
Yeah, don't make sense. What? But it would be right. It would be following the train.
Yeah,
it doesn't. The train went that same direction. It doesn't make any sense.
The train didn't go off a cliff.
No,
that's weird.
Yeah, the science doesn't make sense on this one. But Batman stays there before the log goes off the logs go off the cliff.
Yeah,
and then Batman just leaves her against a tree.
Hang out here for a little while.
And so, you know, Dick informs Batman about what's happening, and then Nora accuses the son of trying to murder her. Did someone say wait?
No, I said Clayton. In the panel where Clayton's face is circled, he looks like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
A little. I don't get it, though.
He does. I think he does. He even has the cleft in his chin.
I guess. It doesn't matter. That morning, Nora decides to go check out the log chutes. Every time she goes to check on something, she gets almost killed.
Well, this time, it looks like a horror comic book with the scary hands coming after her over the moon. Well, yeah,
the scary hands come from behind her and push her down the log chute, and she breaks her leg.
She needs to stay away from these friggin' logs. She should have sold, is what she should have did.
Yeah, I mean, really, at this point.
She breaks her arm.
I thought it was her leg.
Help, my arm. Oh, my arm. It's broken.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
It really, in this story, it doesn't matter at all.
I was going to argue with him.
None of it actually matters.
I was going to argue with him and say it does matter, but as you're saying it, I'm like, nope, doesn't matter.
It really don't. It doesn't matter at all.
So Robin jumps down the log chute tube to try and save her, and she's somehow floating with one arm if her arm's broken. Which makes no sense, but okay.
She uses her good arm, it says it. With her one good arm, she manages to regain her single planked raft.
Because she couldn't drape her broken arm over the log, too, okay. Anyway, somehow Robin, though, slides down the thing and is jumping from log to log.
Yeah, apparently he's in, like, the lumberjack competitions and stuff.
I mean, to be fair, he is an acrobat.
True.
But these other guys that are chasing him across the logs are also pretty good with their balance.
Like, if you could run across, try getting on a float in a pool. Did you ever try to get on a float from inside the pool? It's almost impossible.
I thought the exact same thing. I thought, I can't even sit down on a float in the pool.
It was like a half hour competition, me and my daughter in a pool in Florida one time, trying to get on this. The float shooting up in the air. You can't get on a float from inside the pool. These guys are running across logs.
These guys are jumping on logs.
Yeah.
Robin takes care of them and beats them up. Meanwhile, is Linda trying to climb back up the shoe?
Too much. She faints. Oh, no, she faints and winds up on a different conveyor up to the sawmill.
Okay, because I guess a broken arm causes you to faint.
Hold on.
I don't know why I'm focusing so much on this, but she fainted, right?
Yeah.
How did she get on top of the log?
Her broken arm proves too much for her, and she faints dead away.
Yeah, but the last time we seen her, she was still floating in the water. How did she drape her entire body over the log without it rolling over into the water enough so that she could be put on? Doesn't matter. Come continuing on.
It doesn't matter, and it is stupid, because
meanwhile, Robin is, you know, about to go over a waterfall for some reason now. Go ahead.
Why would they have the logs go over a waterfall?
That was my question. It's a pretty stupid place to have your log chute if there's a waterfall down there.
Yeah. I mean, it goes down the chute and then back up the sawmill, right? But
that's what it's supposed to do, but it doesn't look like these ones did.
If they miss the sawmill, they go over and we lose them, and that's it.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if maybe they float them downstream that way to, like, another conveyor. Like, maybe they had a system.
Well, Nora didn't go over a waterfall. Nora did not go over a waterfall, and she's going up to the sawmill right now.
You are correct.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got no argument. None of it makes any sense at all. None of it. Zero.
Well, just as Robin's about to fall, Batman swings on his silk rope, but the thugs are there to cut his rope, but not in time before they get kicked. Meanwhile, Nora's about to be cut in half by a saw.
Closer. Closer. It literally says closer. Closer.
Like we're in a serial from that time or something. Yeah. But Batman shows up just in time to save her. And then she's not unconscious anymore, because now they're awakened outside, and the guy from the other lumber mill shows up with a gun. And then Clayton, the adopted son, has a hostage of his own, and then Batman knocks him out.
So, to counteract a guy taking hostages, you take a hostage?
Yeah, I guess.
And they beat him up and made him tell him something.
Well, the hostage taken, I guess, distracted him enough for Batman to knock him out.
Right.
And then we get the explanation that I explained earlier about him being a criminal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then, at the very end, Clayton says, "I've always been in love with you." And she's like, "I've been in love with you too." And then they kiss. And then Bruce is like, "I better find Dick and head home." It doesn't look like it. Nora's going to come back for a long while. Love. Oh, love. What?
I never understood why Bruce went with her to begin with, but then this happens.
Yeah, but I was under the impression that these two had never met before.
Well, right.
And every other time they're on panel together, he's nasty and mean.
Yeah, he's a nasty jerk.
So, in two panels, they fall in love?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Oh, no, this was bad. This one was bad.
If he was in love with her, and I get it, the story, whatever, but when she came down and he was like, "Hey, these people are blackmailing me because of my background," which you already know about my background if we're technically related.
Right.
And they know each other, so she has to know it. Like, it just, the whole thing makes no sense.
Except there was also, like, three attempts on her life before the main antagonist even showed up.
Yeah. So, I mean, how does she know it wasn't him trying to kill her?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This was a bad one.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Way too many words for way too dumb of a story.
Yeah, they took a really long time to explain what was going on.
I mean, just looking at the last five panels, it's just all words.
Yeah, it's the two heads and full giant paragraph word balloons.
I mean, man, it's wow.
Yeah. So this one says Batman, Robin, Asher, Jack Clayton, and Nora Powell. That's all it says.
I'm assuming those guys never show back up either. So.
They don't say only appearances? I feel like Nora Powell, do we know her from somewhere before or no?
No.
All right. Next.
Not that I remember.
All right. The last story in Batman number 7 is The People versus Batman, which makes no sense, this title.
Yes, I am very confused about the title.
I think they just titled it by the splash page.
Yeah.
But the splash page is Batman behind jails while Robin's beating up a bunch of criminals.
Right. Which never happens. So
those aren't the people, so.
No, those aren't the people, and that never happened.
Nope. Anyway, we open up with Batman sneaking behind a green screen. And he's just sneaking around.
Yeah.
Listening to people talk. I think he's just, you know, being a peeper at this point. He's just curious what these people are talking about. And they just happen to be talking about something bad.
And then they find him.
And then Batman proceeds to beat them up. They were innocent.
He was just creeping in on their conversation.
Yep.
And they caught him, so he beat them up for catching him.
How does he know that they weren't joking around?
He's Batman.
I guess.
He's never wrong.
World's greatest detective.
But anyway, Batman's talking to these guys. One of the thugs hits the switch, and then there's a bunch of bang-bang noises, and then the cops show up out of nowhere, and Batman escapes out a window.
Yeah.
So, in a nearby hallway, the crooks are talking about how the Batman's on that they know that this guy is behind everything that they're doing, behind all the rackets that they have.
Yeah.
And they're Batman
knows all about it.
So we're going to take him out, and we're going to have someone take the fall for the murder after he gets killed. As they're saying that, Batman says to Dick, Bruce Wayne's going to show up to that same place tomorrow to do some investigations. Wonder where this is going. So the next morning, the thug is talking to his boss that he's supposed to kill, but then Bruce Wayne shows up, so he goes and hides. And then as Bruce Wayne comes in, the guy comes out and shoots his boss. And then shoots his hat. And then
shoots his hat.
And then throws the gun into Bruce Wayne's hand and says, Mr. Wade, you killed him. You murderer. And then he punches Bruce Wayne. And then the cops show up and arrest Bruce Wayne.
So, moral of this story so far is, if someone throws a gun at you, let it hit you in the face. Do not touch it. Do not go near the gun. Throw your hands up in the air and let the gun hit you wherever it is coming.
Because the other guy wasn't wearing gloves.
No. He's got his fingerprints on it, too. But exactly. I guess after he knocks Bruce out, he could say he picked the gun up off the ground, right?
He could say
after what? He knocks Bruce out. After he knocks Bruce out, he could just say he picked the gun up off the ground. Can you?
Or
hear
he was he?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, I hear you. He was just cut out there, or he could have just got his fingerprints on win the struggle with the fight or something like that.
True, true.
But yeah, all the evidence seems to point to Bruce Wayne as the witness says he heard the guy yell, and that he says, look, he even shot my hat. And Commissioner Gordon's like, I don't believe he did this. And Bruce is like, I'm framed, but, I gotta arrest you. And so they put Bruce Wayne in jail. And Dick's comforting Bruce in jail and says, don't worry, I'll get you out of this. And he dresses up as Robin and goes pays the guy that actually did it a visit.
Yeah, he sticks his face in his butt.
Yes, that's his new move.
Yeah, it no longer does the shoulder move.
Yeah, the crotch. Move. Yeah, now he's sticking his face in everybody's butt.
So Robin shows up and attacks the guys, trying to get that what happened, but they end up knocking him out. So Robin's knockout counts at 15, and then they're like, we got to plug this brat. And they're like, no, forget him. We got to go. And they just leave Robin alive, I guess.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then, so they're running away, and then the guy that killed the real murderer runs out in front of a car and gets run over. He's not dead. What?
He does get run over pretty bad, too, huh?
Yeah, he's in a coma. But he's not dead yet. But, there are other criminals in the racket. Like, well, he's a witness. He can't let him talk. So you dress up as Batman and go kill him. So the criminal dresses up as Batman and goes to the window, but the nurse is there and the cop's there. So he turns around and runs away. He can't kill him. He's too well protected. And then Dick overhears that, the Batman tried to kill the Wayne murder witness. So Robin goes and picks up some plans of the city and discovers that there are tunnels underneath the prison. And apparently they're really weak floor panels in the prison cell that Bruce is in.
Yeah. What is that? Robin just lifts it right up.
And appears in the jail cell, and Bruce and Robin escape, and Bruce has Batman's suit with him, and so Batman and Robin are back on the case.
The jail is as good as the police in Gotham City.
Well, isn't the jail run by the police of Gotham City?
I mean, there is like a trap door in that cell, somehow.
So, it's barely even a trap door. It's like one of those fake ceiling panels that they go through.
Yeah.
And how did Bruce have his suit in jail with him?
He didn't. Robin brought it.
Okay. And quiet.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to react to that. Are you there, Lump?
Yeah, sorry. I thought my daughter woke up.
Okay. I was waiting for you to react, and then there was dead silence.
I'm trying to listen to see if my kid woke up.
Alright, well, we'll continue.
Sorry. We're good.
So Batman and Robin are running through the streets.
Go back for a second. So what did you say about the suit?
Robin brought it with him.
He even says,
I have your costume.
Okay, when you were explaining it, when you were running through it, you said, and Bruce has his suit. And I was like, wait a minute. How the hell did Bruce have his suit in jail? He has weapons on it and everything. But okay, if Robin brought it, then it makes sense. I get it.
Would it really surprise you, though, if he had his suit?
It was underneath his jail uniform?
No, we were just... we were just saying how bad the police thing was that they would just let him bring his suit in. It wasn't really surprising.
He thought it was going to be worse.
Yes.
Anyway, they're going to chase down the criminals of the racket who are in the process of burning the record of everything that's happened. And there's this giant fight. There's Batman and Robin are suplexing people. But then one guy grabs Robin at gunpoint and says, he's like, act smart, Batman, or I'm going to shoot him. And Robin's like, don't worry about me. And then Batman says, sorry, Robin. And I think it should have just stopped right there.
Sorry, Robin, I can't help you. You're on your own.
Those records are way more important than you right now, so I'm going to be in jail forever. But that's not what happens. He says Robin's more important. So I guess they tie Batman and Robin up because they haven't never been caught at gunpoint before.
Yeah, they didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And so but the bad guys make an even dumber mistake and take them to the docks and throw them into the water.
Yeah, you can't do that. That wakes them right up. That energizes Batman and Robin.
And so now Batman and Robin are sinking to the bottom of the lake. Meanwhile, the witness woke up and ran away. And the cops discover at the same time that Bruce Wayne has escaped. Yeah. Because they're idiots.
They discovered it from the paper?
Well, no. The paper says that...
Oh, he's on trial for murder. Okay.
Yeah. And I guess they hadn't checked on Bruce in like 6 hours or so. So
I haven't seen him since we gave him breakfast this morning.
And I guess they tied Batman up with really weak rope because he just manages to break through it with a rough edge somewhere.
He gets a tin can. He cuts a tin can or sharp.
Not even, wait, but it's not even the lid from the tin can. It's just a tin can.
Oh, yeah. He just uses the can.
It is literally the drawing and everything. It's not a lid. It is the tin can.
Did you ever open a can and cut yourself? That hurts.
Well, you cut yourself at all, it hurts.
I mean, I have cut myself on the can's lid.
Lid, yeah.
But I don't think I've ever cut it on the can. But this is cans from the 40s, so...
Yeah, maybe they're sharp. Maybe the can itself is sharp. Who knows?
It might be sharp.
Anyway, Batman and Robin escape and go back up and beat up the guys on the docks.
Who still have the gun that they held him at gunpoint and tied him up with. But now they can beat them up.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're not holding them at gunpoint anyway. That's the difference.
Oh, they put the gun away, so now they can fight him.
So, Batman shows up to Bruce Wayne's trial with the guy who killed him. But, you know, this guy said Bruce Wayne broke out of jail. Who would be put in jail for breaking out of prison in the first place, regardless if he was innocent?
Yeah, you're not allowed to just break out of jail, even if you're innocent. You have to wait and for your due process.
Exactly. And then the criminal's like, this Batman... lying. He just beat me up and trying to make me confess here. And the prosecutor is trying to say, yes, the police saw you there with a gun in your hand, like trying to kill the witness. And the lawyer's like, you know, Batman, you're slanderer, a dead man, you're trying to slander a dead man's name, who can defend himself. And he accuses Batman of aiding and abetting Bruce Wayne to escape jail, which is true. And attempting to murder a court witness, which is not true, but... And constructing justice with your infernal meddling, which is also true.
Yeah.
And your absurd crime theories. Please arrest this man. So, yeah, they should arrest Batman.
Yeah.
So I agree with all of that. The only thing that I don't agree with is Bruce Wayne did not commit a crime by breaking out of jail.
Why didn't he?
He has money.
Oh, he's rich. Sorry. Yeah.
Totally legal.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's fine to do that.
I forgot, rich.
Yes. All the other stuff you said was right, except for Bruce. He's allowed to break out of jail because he has money.
That's right. We totally forgot he was rich.
we can overlook all that. It's fine.
But Commissioner Gordon steps in and says he speaks for the Batman, the friends of the people. Goes on this long rant.
Yeah.
It's long.
Yeah. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 panels long.
I'm pretty sure his mustache gets longer as he's having this rant.
Essentially, what it comes down to is that Batman's a good guy and he's helped more people. And that perhaps this comes a little late, but I, the police commissioner of Gotham City, appoint you an honorary member of the police department. From now on, you work hand in hand with the police.
Whoa, that is a big deal, though.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Now he's not a criminal anymore.
Right.
Even though he should still be put in jail for all the crimes he did commit.
True. But now he's honorary police, so he's rich and he's a policeman.
Yep. So, and then, you know, the witness shows up because apparently he's already dying. I don't know why.
And why did, like, he's dying, so he's got to go tell that he did it?
Well, no.
He has to go save the Batman?
No, he's doing it because they tried to kill him and he's just getting revenge.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's just being spiteful. And then Bruce is telling Commissioner Gordon that the Batman helped him escape and kept him hot in a hideout until he was cleared, which makes sense because Batman does like to tie people up and throw them in basements.
Yeah.
But apparently Commissioner Gordon already knew about that because Batman had already told him. And then the last panel is, you're right, I guess the life of Bruce Wayne does depend quite a bit on the existence of Batman.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, and then he winks at us.
Yeah, wink, wink. It even says wink. No, it really doesn't, but it should.
The end.
First. Yeah. That's the first ending that I remember that I don't see Bob Kane.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing. It doesn't even say the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually get a little thing at the end of it.
Yeah, it says the end at least.
Yeah, it just stops because they were tired.
This one just stops.
They were just tired at that point, too.
From all the writing they did.
Yeah, it was a lot of writing.
It was a lot.
So, the people in this one was Batman, Robin, James Gordon, Freddie Hill. I don't know who that was. Who was Freddie Hill?
Yeah, it was one of the guys.
Okay, Weasel Venner. Weasel
he was Venner. The witness. He was the witness.
And Horatio Del Mar.
I think he was the main bad guy.
Yeah, I think Del Mar was the bad guy.
And I think the first one was the guy that got murdered.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, it had a Joker story, so it was better than the last couple.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Joker story, I don't know. The Joker stories are always, even though that one wasn't a great Joker story, it was better than the other three and made them not feel like as much fun.
Yeah, but after, you know, reviewing the Joker one, it felt like the rest of the review was just dragging on.
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Because they're not good. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, it's the first time that someone, you know, arrested Bruce Wayne and stuff like that, but it's just surrounded by nameless thugs who gives a crap?
I think it's, maybe that's why the Joker stories seem better, because it actually feels like it's leading to something, where everything else is just filler.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna have a story where Bruce Wayne's being framed, it should be with someone who's smart enough to do it. You know, not just like, here's a gun, you're being framed for murder. What?
and put him in the worst jail in the entire, you know, Gotham City.
Right, and then we had that stupid Swami one that made no sense, and then the weird love story logging one.
The logging love story was the worst one for me.
Oh yeah,
that one was tough.
But the Swami one, yeah. The last one was better than those two. I don't know. Yeah. That Swami one was pretty bad too.
Yeah,
one was bad.
The last story was, like, just an average Batman story.
Yeah.
You know, it was just...
Right, it wasn't really bad. It was decent. It just, like, yeah, it was kind of a... The only thing is it kind of did give you that little where he's now tied to Commissioner Gordon for sure.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
The Batman.
That really is a big deal. Now maybe the cops won't be... I mean, they still will because they don't, you know, they don't follow the storyline all the time, but... Mm. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe they might forget about it.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
So, know how you do who's in it? I'm on a different site, and yeah. I got different things. It says other characters.
See. Yeah.
It says Joker, George Washington, the Wright brothers, Abraham Lincoln, and Thomas Edison, all mentioned only.
Did they mention a Joker in that courtroom?
I guess. I guess because, you know, Batman and the Joker's deeds and stuff like that.
And Batman killed the Joker 75 times.
I think it's right in the beginning. Hold on, let me just go back real quick. Yeah, because I do remember them mentioning something, but I don't know about the rest of them, like George Washington and stuff. But
I was going to say, I didn't really catch that. I don't remember it saying that, but it's definitely possible.
Yeah, no, I'm not even seeing it.
Oh.
It was in James Gordon's freaking speech.
Rant.
Oh.
Yeah, Batman saving the city from the Joker. And then you got the eminent district attorney calls him a meddler with a theory. Washington, the Wright brothers, Lincoln, Edison, and others, they were meddlers too.
I saw when he said about Lincoln and the Wright brothers and all, but I didn't see the Joker. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, he mentioned somewhere that Batman saved people from the Joker. It was just boring and long, so I kind of just skimmed over it.
Scanned it, nothing important said.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right, this episode's been almost 2 hours long, so...
Yeah, so let's get out of here. You want to hear a joke?
Not really, but it's kind of tradition at this point.
Yes,
Where did the Joker prank Batman? In Gotham City. Gotham. Gotham City.
Gotham.
Gotham City.
Gotham.
Gotham. Gotham.
You really didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't get him at all.
No. Gotham. Not really.
Not at all.
Gotham City.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.